www.eawaz.com आईफोन और एंड्रॉइड पे हमारी ऐप ई आवाज ट्यून इन रेडियो साजो आवाज टेलीफोन पे भी सुन सकते हैं मॉन्ट्रियल 4386209000 अमेरिका 6415525037
24 घंटे मुद्दे लाख पुरा चाहे तो क्या होता है और वो ही होता है जो मंजूरे खुदा होता है गुड मॉर्निंग एवरीवन और नमस्ते नमस्कार सीताराम और अस्सलामु अलैकुम and a very warm welcome to your early morning edition of Shabnam and especially designed to assist you with your early morning chores and to put you in a positive and good frame of mind and to also ignite sparks of spiritual inspiration to you and your loved ones jahan kahin aap maujood ho apne kaamon se zara si muhlat lekar in mastanon ko sunne ke liye taiyar ho jaiye और ऐ बहारे बाग रुनिया चंद रोज देख लो इसका तमाशा चंद रोज और ऐ मुसाफिर कूचका सामान कर इस सलामी है बसेरा चंद रोज
सीताराम सत श्री अकाल जय गुरु जाचा साईं राम Assalamualaikum, everybody. Good afternoon. Welcome to Shabnam Radio on a Saturday. My name is Richard Aziz, keeping you company right until 3 o'clock. I want to hear from you, so the lines would be open throughout the program. Want to give me a call at 416-620-1778. Also, we'll be having the Consul General of Guyana at 1:30 call again to give us some new update and guidelines when it comes to protocol now at the consulate in Toronto. So stay with us for that coming up at 1:30. This and much more on today's program. Are you ready, Toronto? Are you ready, world? We are Shabnam Radio. And of course, want to welcome all our listeners at shabnamradio.com. This is how we do it on a Saturday. Hey, calling out all the regulars. Give me a quick shout out. Let me know you're on and locked on. 416-620-1778. Anybody at all listening to Richard Aziz this Saturday morning? A beautiful Saturday in Toronto. Gorgeous Saturday.
कोई जब राह ना पाए मेरे संग आए के पग पग दीप जलाए मेरी दोस्ती मेरा प्यार मेरी दोस्ती मेरा प्यार कोई जब राह ना पाए मेरे to squeeze up, somebody to jump up, and everything will be irie, happy. I want somebody to have a mini party, hey. Somebody with tempo, somebody with zest, somebody who know how to roll it up and to shake it up.
Assalamu alaikum, going out to my buddy friend, long time friend. Hey Kamal Hamid. A special good afternoon to you. We're doing some yard work right now. I'm jamming with Shabnam Radio, we understand. Thank you, brother. Hey, to the taxi drivers out in Niagara Falls, thank you for logging on. Thank you for listening.
दोस्ती को माने तो सब दुख दूर कोई काए तो कर काए मेरे संग आए ए पग पग दीप जलाए मेरी दोस्ती मेरा प्यार मेरी दोस्ती मेरा प्यार कोई जब राह ना पाए मेरे संग आए ए पग पग दीप जलाए
You can now listen to us by simply going to Caribbean Showtime TV, www.caribbeanshowtimetv, and you can listen just by hitting the Listen Radio Live, and you're up and running.
We'll be
24/7 television coming your way soon on the IP box. You can look at the test that we are conducting right now, what just hit the TV. Watch live, right? Shabnam Radio and Caribbean Showtime now on one platform. Caribbean Showtime TV.
How to roll it up and to shake it up. I want somebody.
Mr. Wayne Siwa, how you doing?
Hey.
Alright, this one will keep you bumping, Mr. Kamal. Beautiful day to do some outside work, I tell you. Raymond Ramnarayan and the Dilina Dan family.
I can't use her anymore. It's getting dark to see. Feel I'm knocking on heaven's door.
Mr. Raymond, Mr. Ryan.
Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door.
Baby girl.
Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door.
All right.
I hear them say, knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door.
Hey, come on.
Knock, knock, knocking on the heaven's door.
Sing, brother.
Tasveer banata hu.
All right.
Tasveer nahi. तस्वीर नहीं बनती तस्वीर बनाता हूँ तस्वीर नहीं बनती तस्वीर से मिली नजारे मैं
Hey, of course, want to remind you very early, Pete and Baljeet, they are twins. When you come to your driveway, check them out. Pete and Baljeet, driveway ceiling, asphalt repairs, and much more. Check them out, Pete and Baljeet. Give them a call at 416-561-5139. 416-561-5139. Remember, they do parking lots, the line painting, residential or commercial. So those of you, the property managers, you want it done right the first time, you want to make it look good, you know, when it's paved and it's looking like it's just newly paved, all you need is to have a fresh coat of sealant put on there. Call the expert, Pete and Baljeet, 416-561-5139. 416-561-5139. That's Pete and Baljeet. Driveway ceiling asphalt repairs. All right, give them a call. Now we want to say hello to our friends out at Authentic Trini. Seema is one of the hardworking ladies in the back. You know, this roti shop is one of the best when it comes to clean, friendly, and tasty food. You want to go there. The service is friendly, that is. The food is not friendly. You know, I got some, she gave me some hard fowl, she called it, with rice and dal. Boy, that thing, you didn't need pepper. When I tell her, chatax. But, of course, if you're going, make sure you let them know if you want light pepper and thing. Because apart from their being very generous, their pepper is tasty. It's not too hot, but if you don't eat spicy, you might want to check. Well, we want to send this one out to the young man in the front. Now, he's from Woodland. You know them old people that say Woodland. Well, he's from there. Check him out. It's Pinky. Pinky, darling. He misses his darling from back home. And, of course, to Sandra and Amit and the gang. We want to send this one. You're looking for some hot doubles, some good pilori? Check them out. Authentic Trini Cuisine. This one sending out to all the hardworking people out there.
I met this girl. She asked me where I was. I tell she I just deal with oil. She say, boy, don't make jokes. So I tell she to come down south by Davey roundabout. Why she jump out from she fancy van? I was the doubles man and I ball out. Ha, ha.
Don't forget, if you're in the Scarborough area, check out Charlie's. They have the hot pepper plant, the pimento, the cherry wherry, and all of that. Check them out at Charlie's Authentic Trini Cuisine. Open again for business.
Not Petro Trin, I'm Okoa from Guyana. The oil I told you about, the Spry Barra and China. Not BHP, LNG, them don't supply me. The kind of oil I work with, I buy in the grocery. So check me if you're hungry. I met this girl, she asked me where I was. I tell she I just deal with oil. She say, boy, don't make jokes. So I tell she to come down south by Davey roundabout. When she jump out from she fancy van, I was the doubles man and I ball out. Ha, 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 ha.
Welcome to ShabnamRadio.com, streaming your culture 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with your host, Richard Aziz.
You judge the book with just one look from the cover. The money I spent last night I get from my father. The part about this story I find very funny. You drive long, baby, thinking I had plenty money. But baby, go get horrors. My price is still $4. I don't have a debit machine, so get cash and then call me. Last night I met this girl, she asked me where I was. I tell she I just deal with oil. She say, boy, go. She to come down south by Davey roundabout. When she jump out
she say, boy, don't make joke. So I tell she to come down south by like they be round about. When she jump out from she fancy van, I was the doubles man and I ball out. Ha ha, ha 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 ha, ha ha, ha ha ha. Well, it's the Master Blaster, Master Salim, alongside TNT Diatones, Easy Maha. It wasn't that kind of oil, you. It was cooking oil.
Take care of their family. Secure your family's future by controlling your wishes with the will or power of attorney. If you don't have a will or power of attorney, you leave it up to the courts to decide who gets your assets, and that can leave your loved ones out. The sooner you have a plan of action, the better your chances are to achieve the results you want. To learn more about how to make your will or power of attorney, contact Dave of Key Law Canada at 416-876-2860 or visit keylawcan.com.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Ronnie and staff at Roti Roti Restaurant at 979 Albion Road extending to all our listeners a safe and blessed weekend. Ronnie invite you to drop in and taste from their tasty menu. Remember, for your catering needs, drop by and visit 416-745-9208. Whether it's a wedding, a family function, religious function, no event is too big or too small. Give him a call. Roti Roti Family Restaurant, where no roti is made before its time. They are located at Albion and Islington, the new downtown Etobicoke.
Everyone wants to take care of their family. Secure your family's future by controlling your wishes with the will or power of attorney. If you don't have a will or power of attorney, you leave it up to the courts to decide who gets your assets, and that can leave your loved ones out. The sooner you have a plan of action, the better your chances are to achieve the results you want. To learn more about how to make your will or power of attorney, contact Dave of Key Law Canada at 416-876-2860 or visit keylawcan.com.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan.
Visit Lapakan.com.
Life Auto Collision, a family-owned and operated auto body shop with over 35 years in the industry, specializing in collision repairs, painting and refinishing. At Life Auto Collision, they pride themselves on exceptional customer service and high-quality work guaranteed at affordable prices. Whether it's for a full body repair, touch-ups, insurance claim, or lease returns, drop by at 266 Rutherford Road South, Unit 24, just off the 410 and Steeles in Brampton. Visit online www.lifeautobody.com. Call Andy or Krish at 416-629-0933.
Shabnam Radio on a Saturday, we are indeed, and we heard from the mother of Bibi Farida Muhammad. Those of you remembered, she passed away in April, the 18th of April, and her mom had called in, and we had dedicated some Quranic recitation in her honor. Well, today would have been her birthday, and I could only imagine how her husband and her daughter, and especially her mother, would be so sad and missing her today. But we are here to put a smile on your face, mom, and of course, remembering your daughter Farida today on her birthday. Well, if she was here, we would have wished her a happy, happy birthday. May Allah grant her the best place in Jannah indeed. And I hope she's smiling and having a happy, happy day. To you, mom, and to, of course, her husband and her daughter and all her family members, this one is indeed as we remember her. We would have been singing and celebrating and eating ice cream and cake today, right? Hey, the lines are open. Give me a call, 416-620-1778. It's Shabnam Radio.
सफर एक जरा इंतजार सुन सदाई दे रही है मंजिल प्यार की ऐ मेरे हम सफर एक जरा इंतजार सुन सदाई दे रही है मंजिल प्यार की अब है जुदाई का मौसम दो पल का मेहमान कैसे ना जाएगा अंधेरा क्यों न थमेगा तूफान
बार किया है, मैंने तुझे प्यार किया है, बस एक बार किया है, मैंने तुझे प्यार किया है।
Hey friends, don't forget, coming up in a little bit, the Consul General of Guyana would be on the program. As they're mapping out a new way in which they service you, the Guyanese diaspora here in Toronto. You want to listen to this one? Call a friend and invite them to join us, 770 AM WTUR or www.chubnumradio.com. You can now listen to us by simply going to our website, Caribbean Showtime TV or CaribbeanShowtime.com. Either one, CaribbeanShowtimeTV.com or CaribbeanShowtime.com. And just go to the Listen Radio Live. Dari and Davika, how you doing? Beautiful day to do some outdoor work. Anybody out there, let me know what you're doing, how we can keep you company. If you have the kids working alongside with you, maybe the pet is outdoor with you. Tiny and her family out in Markham, welcome to the program. Tiny Gadjadin.
Pehli mohabbat ka ehsaas hai ye. Pehli mohabbat ka ehsaas hai ye. Kaise bataun ke kya pyaas hai ye.
WTOR, we are indeed every Saturday. Mr. Hardin and Company, how you doing, Mamu? Shazim and Gail cruising along. Alif Mustafa. And of course, his beautiful wife, Marie.
दिल के बदले में दिल का नजराना देने मेरी हर धड़कन क्या बोले है सुन 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 सुन
साजन जी घर आए साजन जी घर आए
And it's now 1:30 and I tell you we are so fortunate to have the Consul General of Guyana joining me and I am telling you On time is time indeed. So we want to say a good afternoon and welcome. Welcome to Consul General of Guyana. Consul General Ian Chu, how are you?
Thank you very much, Richard. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you so much for having me on your program. I recall that this is not the first time that I'm on your program.
That's right.
I've been on your program previously to promote the Guyana Independence Festival. And also for our 50th Republic anniversary. So I just want to start off by saying, I want to say a hearty thank you to you, Richard, for being there for the Guyanese community and reaching out to us. Your service is very much appreciated.
That's so nice of you. And thank you. It's great to hear that. You know, before I have a few things I want to get out of the way, because you have some fans. And I personally have never met you in person, but when the last time you were on, you talk about your cooking. And I had so many people met me and told me about your sweet hand. And not only that, what a wonderful person you are indeed. So I want to say to all the guys and ladies out there who know the Consul General, she's on. She would give you another tip of maybe a recipe. But I want to say it was a pleasure after you came on the program, the amount of calls I got, how you are. And let me also say this. You know, I have reached out to the Trinidad and Tobago Consul General, for example, and I always wanted to ask and bring them on so we can talk about how you could ship a buddy back to Trinidad, how to get a passport. I know it's on the website. I know you would take a phone call and answer that. But having your presence on the program to make it easier and answer some of the pertinent and obvious question is always a pleasure. So today, I want to compliment you for taking the initiative to reach out to the community to share and to explain how things are going to work differently at the consulate. So go ahead and please start and tell us what are some of the changes due to the COVID-19 situation.
Okay. Well, thank you, Richard. I think it's always important to reach out to the Guyanese community to keep them informed about changes that we have made to our consular services, especially during these challenging times of the COVID-19 pandemic. I know that sometimes, you know, when people are unable to, you know, access the normal services that they normally come in person to access at the consulate, they get a little bit frustrated. And we understand that. But I just wanted to say that before I start, I just wanted to say that, you know, we are now operating in very unprecedented times of a pandemic, which we've never faced before. And so for the safety of everyone in our Guyanese community and also for the safety of the staff at the consulate, I mean, our staff have family that they need to go home to also. So I have to take everybody's safety into consideration when I do develop systems to help people access our services. And so in these times, it might take a little longer for things to happen. And not because we're trying to make it hard for everyone. It's because we want to take all the necessary precautions to ensure that everybody is safe. Now, having said that, the first thing I want to touch on is our pension life certificates. We have a large number of pensioners living in Canada. And so it is important that, you know, we continue to provide verification of life certificates for pensioners so that they can get their pensions. And so this is usually done in person under normal circumstances. But because of the challenges that we're facing now, we have moved this service to a sort of a virtual service now. So what it entails is that if you're a pensioner and you need to get your life certificate signed by the consulate, what you need to do is you need to call in to the consulate, and that could be done between 9 and 12 every day from Mondays to Fridays, and you make an appointment. So once you make that appointment, you will be given a time in which an officer from the consulate will call you, the pensioner. Now, the pensioner needs to have access to a smartphone, which will allow them to have video calls so that the officer can see you, the pensioner, on the phone. And so you make that an appointment, and then the officer calls the pensioner, and then they do the video call. During that video call, you have to ensure that you have a valid photo ID with you so that the officer can verify that it is you that they're speaking to, and that you can sign that pension form in front of the officer for verification purposes. When that process is finished, your name will be put on a list, and what you do is you're asked to mail in that life certificate that you've just signed. And so when the consulate receives that life certificate, we will countersign, and then we will send it back to the pensioner. Now, during this entire process, what's happening behind the scene is very important, because that is what people are complaining about, the amount of time that it takes for the life certificate to get back to the pensioner. Now, in these circumstances, Canada Post is operating a little slower than usual. That's one. The second thing is that mails are not coming to the consulate on a daily basis. What we've done is that we've set up a post box at the post office. So the mails to the consulate, they all go to the post box. So the post box is cleared once a week by one of by a representative from the consulate, and then the mail is taken to the office. Now, we can't open the mail as soon as it's taken to the office because, you know, the scientific evidence has said to us that the COVID virus can live on hard surfaces, cardboards, etc., for a couple of days. So when it goes to the office, it has to be quarantined for maybe 4 to 5 days because we cannot sanitize envelopes because the liquid will seep through and it will damage the documents. So we can't sanitize them. So that's why we have to put it in quarantine for 4 to 5 days. And after which, we will open them, we will sign them off. And starting from last week, because Canada Post has temporarily suspended their services to Guyana, so mails are not going to Guyana anymore. So we have an arrangement with the National Insurance Scheme, the NIS pension scheme, to scan those documents. Once the consulate signs off on them, we scan those documents and we send it to NIS for processing. And then we return the original to the pensioner. Now, NIS has indicated that after the mailing system between Guyana and Canada has resumed, pensioners have 1 month from that day to send in their original certificates to NIS for their records. If you fail to do that after the mailing system resumes, then your payment of pension to you would be suspended until they can verify, you know, that you have the original documents, until they have the original documents on file. So this is a system that has been put in place to help our pensioners access that service to sign their life certificates during this time when we have completely closed down the consulate for all in-person services.
So that's one of the services that could still get looked after. When you say 4 to 5, it's 4 to 5 days, not 45 days, correct?
No, 4 to 5 days, right, not okay. 45 days.
All right. And so once it's verified and the mail system is up and running again, they need to remember to send the original again. Is it by registered mail or how does it go to the NIS office in Guyana? By regular mail would be fine?
I think many people send it by registered mail, but there are people who send it by ordinary mail also. So I guess it's up to the pensioner to decide which one they would use.
But we're talking about original document. Once the NIS office in Guyana received that, would that also be returned back to the pensioner? I mean, or you can get it authenticated on this end and send a verified authentic copy.
Well, they need to send the original. For all NIS purposes, they need to send the original signed copy. Some pensioners would, after we give them the original signed copy, they will keep a copy for themselves and to have it on file, to keep as their copy, and they send the original.
Okay.
So they have to send the original.
Okay, so now another thing that would hold up the Guyanese on this end, would be passport renewal, just because it would take some time to get that. And in the interim, while flights are suspended, etc., what can you do to accommodate those individuals looking to renew passports?
Okay, so it's not renew passports. It's after 5 years, you get a new passport. So it's a machine-readable passport, a new passport every 5 years. That's how long it's valid for. So we have a mail-in system application for new passports also in place. So if you go on our website, there's a checklist of documents that you have to send in. And more importantly, you have to send in your old passport along with the checklist of documents and also a self-addressed returned paid envelope via courier service, because passports are very, very important documents. So you don't want to send them through, the normal mailing system. So we advise that you either do a registered mail or you do a courier service, okay? So once you send that in to us, we would process the application. And I know that a lot of people, sometimes we get applications where the wrong form is filled out. I don't know where they're getting these forms from, but The official forms are all on the consulate website, on the consular services. So I want to advise that everybody only go to the official website of the consulate or the Ministry of Foreign Affairs or the Ministry of Citizenship, the Department of Citizenship in Guyana, sorry, or the Guyana Police Force website. These are the official websites that has that all have the correct version of the passport application forms. So you go to the website, make sure that you get the right form and you fill up the right form. Sometimes they send in maybe the signature is a little bit out of the box. There's a little box on the form that they have to fit their signature into. Sometimes the signature gets a little bit out of the box, so we'll have to call them and ask them to sign over that page and to resend that. And so I just want to caution that when you fill up the application form, make sure that you take your time and fill it out correctly so that we wouldn't have to call you to resend it or, you know, to call you to say that, oh, there's a document missing. Ensure that you follow the checklist. Everything is on our website. And you mail it in. Once you mail it in, we process the documents and then we send them to Georgetown. And when it leaves the consulate office, we have no control over how long the courier service will take to get it to Georgetown. And we do not have any control of how long Georgetown takes to process and issue the new passports. So I'm urging all Guyanese, when you send in your passport application, usually it says, you know, as long as you have less than 6 months validity on your passport, you can commence the process of applying for a new one. Please do not wait until you absolutely, absolutely need it, then send in your application. It's going to take a while.
So could you apply for it maybe a month or so before the expiry date?
No, we're giving you 6 months. So 6 months before the expiry date, you are free to apply.
Okay, so that makes sense now.
Right? So you have some time in order to, you know, just do not wait until you absolutely need it and you need it like tomorrow to apply, you know. We have a 6 months period. 6 months before it expired, you can start applying, you can start the process. So it's important that you send in the applications early, especially during these circumstances, to ensure that you will have your passport when you need it. So normally, under normal circumstances, it takes about 4 to 6 weeks. Under these circumstances now, taken that, you know, the flights are not operating as usual, I would say maybe 8 weeks or so, thereabout, okay? Again, we have no control over what happens once the applications leave the consulate office. So I'm just trying to encourage all Guyanese, please do not wait until the last minute to apply for a new passport. Once you see your passport is going to expire in the next 6 months or so, you start that application process.
And also going forward, after this COVID-19, the system is open up again. Now, you mentioned that the office is closed, but when the mail comes, you pick it up once a week. Also, if someone was a courier to your office, someone will be there to receive it.
Yes, someone will be there to receive the courier delivery. That's right.
So after the city is opened up and you open up again for regular business, I could only imagine it would be a different process. Like the banks, I went to the bank yesterday and it took me about 2 hours to open an account. And it was as if they're doing me, I swear I was at the American Embassy going to the bank yesterday. So what would it look like? What are some of the changes for Guyanese coming into the consular office?
Well, you know, even when we reopen up back, it's never going to be the same as pre-COVID-19. We have to acknowledge that. And as a diplomatic mission, we have to operate within the confines of the policies and guidelines set forth by the Canadian Health Authority and also the province. So we are very careful with how we're going to approach it. First of all, you know, the social distancing and the reduction of the number of people coming into the office, because, you know, the more people come in, the more exposure, the more risk there is going to be created. So we want to ensure that many of the services that we can do remotely, we may continue to do those services remotely, using our virtual tools and our mailing system. The ones that we cannot do virtually and through mailing system, where you have to be present to do, and those are the services that involve legal documents like power of attorneys, verification of signatures for banking purposes. Those are the services that, you know, we have to do in person. So when we do reopen up back, I think those are the services that we will do, but strictly by appointments only, so that we can limit the number of people coming into the office, okay? And so, of course, we have to adhere to all the, you know, the 6 feet apart, social distancing guidelines, sanitizing of hands, wearing of masks, and all these healthcare guidelines that we have to adhere to. And also, you know, I think that what is more important for the consulate is that we're not going to open up in a hurry. You know, the guidelines coming out of Global Affairs Canada is that they have encouraged diplomatic missions to continue to work remotely for the safety of the staff and also the safety of the communities that we serve. And that is something that we will adhere to. More importantly, we would look at the figures, the new cases of infections every day, as a guideline as to how early and how soon we will reopen. I think that the new cases of infections that are happening daily, those are important to keep an eye on, because you don't want to, for the consulate, we don't want to reopen prematurely and then put a lot of people at risk. And many of the people that access our services at the consulate are in the high-risk category, and that is the people who are elderly, right? And so we're very cautious about how we're going to reopen when that time comes. And we are not going to reopen unless we're absolutely sure that we take all the precautions to ensure the safety of everyone.
And I'm sure they will be watching the website for more updates. That's the first place they should go to. For those who doesn't know the website, could you give it to us?
Yes. Our website is GuyanaConsulateToronto.com. We're also on social media. We're on Facebook. And we're also on LinkedIn and also on Instagram. So you can follow us on any of the social media platforms that I've just mentioned. And, there's one other thing I'd like to add, if you'll permit me to return.
Yes, go ahead, quickly.
I just want to quickly touch on the entire repatriation process of Guyanese, okay? We have a number of Guyanese that are stranded in Canada, likewise in other parts of the world. And so we're encouraging the Guyanese who are stranded in Canada to come to register with us at the consulate. Call us at 416-494-6040. Between the hours of 9 to 12 every day, Monday to Friday, and register with us. You need to provide your name, a contact number, and your passport number. And we want you to register with us, and then afterwards there's a repatriation form that you need to complete, which is also on our website. So, you know, this is a process that we are currently embarking on to ensure that we get our Guyanese who are stranded in Canada back to Guyana at some point in time. So the registration process has begun, and so we'd like you to register with us if you're desirous of returning to Guyana.
Quickly, on the other side, coming back from Guyana to Canada, what's that situation looking like with flights coming out of Guyana currently?
I have not received any information about, you know, Canadians being repatriated to Canada from Guyana at this point in time. I know that they had, they last had about two flights coming out of Guyana returning to Canada. And currently, I'm not aware of another flight that is being scheduled. But I think that if you just follow the Canadian High Commission in Georgetown's website and their social media platforms, there is going to be information posted once, you know, there is a scheduled flight to repatriate Canadians to Canada.
Yes, we had dealings with Mr. Dave Devnarine and others who fought tirelessly to bring up those flights. So we want to thank them and, of course, the Canadian representative in Guyana for making it all possible. So again, social media, check out the Canadian High Commission site. Also add the Consul General on Facebook, because in that way you could easily be updated as soon as it is. And also I want to extend an invitation, as soon as and when you're ready, please feel free to give us a call so we could get the word out and help share that information as soon as possible. Also again, the telephone number, for those of you who would like to add that list to be repatriated in to Guyana, 416-494-6040 between 9 to 12 Monday to Fridays. Please leave your name, number, phone, passport number also. And again, take heed and advice, the advice that the Consul General has just shared. If you miss anything, go to the website. And is anything else you would like to add in closing?
No, I just want to say thank you very much for having me on your program, Richard, as usual. It's always a pleasure. And I want to just encourage everyone to stay safe and adhere to the social distancing policies and guidelines.
And let me join
let
with
us
you
all stay safe.
In saying, you know, there are many who are Guyanese, Trinidadians, listeners of this program who would have lost a loved one due to COVID. Allow me to extend our sympathies on behalf of the Consul General and all of us here to those of you who are listening. We know it's still difficult to get through this mourning period. But again, we know we have lost lots of people in our community, and we're sending out our sympathies and condolences. Thank you, Ms. Anyan Chu, for coming onto the program, and feel free to drop in anytime.
Thank you very much, Richard. It's
and
a
just,
pleasure.
As I mentioned, we are starting our own IPTV station in the next few weeks. We look forward to seeing you now. We've been hearing you, so hopefully practicing social distancing and everything, we are setting it up so you would be able to come and share again with us on television.
Of course, I would be more than happy to. Thank you again, Richard.
Bye-bye. So friends, there you have it again. She is a hardworking one indeed, and asking to exercise a little more patience. And by explaining how it works and the behind the scene, I hope it was the information is useful for you. So please spread the word. Help us get the word out. Cascade it down to your family and friends.
Everyone wants to take care of their family. Secure your family's future by controlling your wishes with the will or power of attorney. If you don't have a will or power of attorney, you leave it up to the courts to decide who gets your assets, and that can leave your loved ones out. The sooner you have a plan of action, the better your chances are to achieve the results you want. To learn more about how to make your will or power of attorney, contact Dave of Key Law Canada at 416-876-2860 or visit keylawcan.com.
Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Door to door service, never late. Ocean cargo and your air freight. In a hurry, don't waste no time. Express shipping when you're shopping online. Warehousing to consolidate. With Lapakan, you don't have to wait. Shipping never been so easy. You want shipping in a hurry. One brand serving the whole nation. Lapakan, Lapakan. Visit lapakan.com.
Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center provides a complete range of cremation and memorial services. With customized exclusive facilities, Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, together with Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, two facilities serving one community. Brampton Crematorium and Visitation Center, Titi Bramwin Court in Brampton, and Ajax Crematorium and Visitation Center, 384 Finlay Avenue in Ajax. Call us at 905-458-2222 and speak to our funeral director, available 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Pandit Raj Vamshi, number one Indian astrologer and spiritual healer in Canada. Call now if you are facing problems in marriages, relationships, lost love or childless problems. Divorce due to jealousy and greed? Are you in financial crisis or suffering from long-lasting illnesses? Don't worry, as our astrologer would help you solve your problems and give you prosperity in your life. He removes negativity and give you protection. Pandit Raj Vamshi is an expert in spiritual healing, palm and face reading, and can transform your life into a bright future. Call now for an appointment. 647-765-9666 or visit www.panditraj.com. Pandit Raj Vamshi is located at 56 Donda Street, West Mississauga.
Hey, that's right. Give the pundit a call if you need his assistance. He's able to get back to you. If you leave a message, if he's too busy, they definitely would make time to give you a call back. Let's go to the line. We have, hi, who we have on the line?
Yes, it's Narayan.
I'm sorry?
Narayan.
How are you, brother?
Pretty good. And how are you going?
Good, good. What's up?
I want to play a Buddha song for my granddaughter.
All right.
Anjali.
Anjali, how old is Anjali?
Today is 14 years. What a lovely number.
Okay, so listen. You do your greetings. Let me find a song and line it up for her.
Okay, do.
So go ahead. Use the voice.
Happy birthday, Anjali. Have a good day and hope you have a good one. Thank you.
No, that's not good enough. No. Back up. Mash that bricks here. I mean, you're doing like, hello, Angie. Like, she dong the hill, dong the... Hey, listen, you're on the radio. I'm looking for a song. Use the host right now. To my beautiful granddaughter, start off like that. And I have a song ready for you. Okay.
Yeah, my beautiful granddaughter, sweet 14. Have yourself a great day, my love.
And what's mommy and daddy name? Mommy's? Where mommy and daddy?
From your mommy, Asha, and the daddy's Dave. Good.
All right.
Thank you.
Pandit Raj Vamshi, number one Indian astrologer and
Happy birthday from Grandpa, not forgetting all your aunties and uncles, including Uncle Richard. Happy birthday, baby. 14 years. This one's going out to you, so come on. Go to mommy and daddy and tell them dance with you. Happy, happy birthday, baby girl.